Report: ICE detains pal of Raul Castro's grandson who came to U.S. under Biden. By Christian K. Caruso on July 23, 2025. U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, detained Jorge Javier Rodriguez Cabrera, a former diplomat of Cuba's communist regime with close ties to the grandson of dictator Raul Castro, Martín Noticias reported on Tuesday. Rodriguez Cabrera, 37, was detained in Las Vegas, Nevada, where he registered a company dedicated to shipping services to Cuba that has over a dozen offices spread across several American cities. ICE sources told Martín Noticias that Rodriguez Cabrera was placed in expedited deportation proceedings and could face a swift return to Cuba. The former Cuban diplomat reportedly entered the United States through the southern border in 2022 alongside his wife Isabine Repetti and children and requested political asylum. Information confirmed by Martín Noticias indicates that the wife and children have U.S. permanent resident status. Martín Noticias detailed Rodriguez Cabrera's ties to the Cuban regime and years-long diplomatic career at the service of the ruling communists in a separate report published in May. Luis Dominguez, a researcher at the non-governmental organization Foundation for Human Rights in Cuba, FHRC, explained to Martín Noticias at the time that, like his father, Rodriguez Cabrera worked at the Cuban Foreign Ministry. The report stated that it was his closeness with Raúl Guillermo the Crab Rodriguez Castro, the grandson and bodyguard of nonagenarian dictator Raúl Castro, that opened the doors. Photos obtained by Martín Noticias from 2015 show Rodriguez Cabrera next to Raúl Castro and his grandson at a time when the communist dictator visited the United States under the auspices of former President Barack Obama, who granted generous concessions to the ruling communists as part of his Cuban Thaw initiative. Footage published by America TV in 2023 shows Rodriguez Cabrera and the dictator's grandson in a yacht alongside their respective companions, enjoying lavish meals and drinks that Cubans, impoverished by over six decades of communism, cannot freely access. Martín Noticias pointed out in May that the group was on a yacht despite the Cuban regime strictly prohibiting regular citizens from freely accessing motorboats. Other images reviewed by the outlet show Rodriguez Cabrera at a baseball stadium in New York in 2021. Sources close to Rodriguez Cabrera's family confirmed the former diplomat's trips to the United States and close ties to the Castros to Martín Noticias at the time. After crossing the U.S. southern border in 2022 and applying for asylum, Rodriguez Cabrera settled in Las Vegas, Nevada, where he reportedly worked in small local businesses and as a pool cleaner. He then registered Gran Azul LLC in November 2024, a company that offers door-to-door shipping, logistics, car sales, food, and tourist package services to Cuba. Official Nevada state documents reviewed by Martín Noticias list Rodriguez Cabrera as the entity's manager, with the man identified as Marcel Blanco Fernandez as a member. According to the company's website, Gran Azul LLC has offices located in Las Vegas, Austin, Dumas, Tampa, New Mexico, Miami, San Antonio, Phoenix, Porter, Hialeah, Louisville, Jacksonville, Michigan, Orlando, Fort Myers, West Palm Beach, Arlington, Amarillo, Naples, and Houston. The company also promotes tourist packages to destinations across the United States and Europe and has a market section in which users can purchase groceries and have them express delivered to an address in Cuba. Claudia Padron Cueto, a journalist at the outlet Cubanet, explained to Martín Noticias that those types of business tend to be linked to the Cuban regime or are run by people who occupied high government positions before migrating. Padron Cueto stressed that this business model flourished during the pandemic. Without wishing to be categorical, I would say that most successful companies involved in shipments to Cuba have direct connections to the regime or are run by front men for the government itself, Padron Cueto said. Martín Noticias stated that questions surrounding Rodriguez Cabrera and his rapid business ascension in the United States alarmed the Cuban diaspora community. He met the crab through his wife, who was friends with Sheila Puentes, the mother of Raúl's granddaughters, a relative of Rodriguez Cabrera told Martín Noticias on condition of anonymity. Although that relationship ended, his friendship with Jorge Javier continued. He would ask him to run errands, such as trips to buy things for him. He came to the U.S. and Mexico several times. Martín Noticias stated that Rodríguez Cabrera did not accept requests for an interview. During one attempt to contact him prior to his detention, the outlet reported that a male voice with a Cuban accent answered a number identified as his and denied knowing him and, shortly after, his Instagram account was taken down. Martín Noticias tried to contact Marcel Blanco Fernández, who appears listed in the company documents, but he blocked messages after the first attempt. Christian K. Caruso is a Venezuelan writer and documents life under socialism. You can follow him on Twitter here.